Brief interview number 2, 1094, Capitola, California.
Sweetie, we need to talk. We've needed to talk for a while. I feel like, can you sit?
Q.
Well, I'd rather almost anything, but I care about you, and I'd rather anything than you getting hurt. That concerns me a lot, believe me.
Q.
Because I care, because I love you, enough to be really honest.
Q.
That sometimes I worry you're going to get hurt, and that you don't deserve it. To get hurt, I mean.
Q. Q.
Because to be honest, my record is not good. Almost every intimate relationship I get into with women seems to end up with them getting hurt somehow. To be honest, sometimes I worry I might be one of those guys who uses people. Women. I worry about it. No, damn it. I'm going to be honest with you, because I care about you and you deserve it. Sweetie, my relationship record indicates a guy who's bad news. And that more and more lately, I've been afraid that you're going to get hurt, and that I might hurt you the way I seem to have hurt others who...
Q?
That I have a history, a pattern, so to speak, of, for instance, coming on very fast and hard in the beginning of a relationship, and pursuing very hard and very intensely, and wooing very intensely, and being head over heels in love right from the very start, of saying, I love you very early on in a relationship, of starting to talk, future tense, right from the outset, of having nothing be too much to say or do to show how much I care, which all, of course, has the effect, naturally, of seeming to make them truly believe I really am in love, which I am, which then, I think, seems to make them feel loved enough and, so to speak, safe enough to start letting them say, I love you back, and acknowledging that they're in love with me, too. And that it's not, let me stress this, because it's God's honest truth, it's not that I don't mean it when I say it.
Q.
Well, it's not as if how many of them I've said it to isn't an understandable question or concern, but if it's all right, it's just that it's not what I'm trying to talk to you about. So if it's all right, I want to hold off on things like numbers and names and trying to be just totally honest with you about what my concerns are, because I care. I care about you a lot, sweetie. A whole lot. I know it's insecure, but it's very important to me that you believe this and hang on to it all through our talk here, that what I'm saying or what I'm afraid I might do in any way end up hurting you doesn't in some way lessen or mean that I don't care or that I have not meant it. Absolutely every time I've told you I love you. Every time. I hope you believe that. You deserve it. Plus, it's true.
Q.
But what it is that it seems as if for a while, everything I say and do has the effect of pulling them in to think of it as if a very serious relationship, and almost, you could say, somehow like lulling them into thinking in terms of the future.
Q.
Because then, the, as it were, pattern seems to be that once I've got you, so to speak, and you're as much into the relationship as I've been, then it's as if I'm almost constitutionally unable somehow to push all the way through and follow through and make a... What's the right word?
Q?
Yes, all right, that's the word. Even though I have to tell you, the way you say it fills me with the dread that you're already feeling hurt and not taking what I'm trying to say in the spirit which I'm trying to talk to you about this, which is that I honestly do care enough about you to share some honest concerns that have been troubling me about even the possibility of you getting hurt, which, believe me, is the absolute last thing I want.
Q.
That from examining the record and trying to make some kind of sense of it, it seems as if something in me goes in a sort of overdrive in the early intense part and gets me right up to the point of, yes, of commitment, and then, but can't quite seem to push all the way through to actually make the commitment to do a truly serious future tense committed thing with them. As Mr. Chitwin would put it, I am just not a closer. Does any of this make sense? I don't feel as though I'm saying it very well. Where the real hurt seems to come in is because this inability seems to kick in only after doing and saying and behaving in all sorts of ways that on some level I truly must know are leading them to think that I want a truly committed future tense thing as much as they do. So, to be honest, this is my record with this sort of thing, and as far as I can tell, it seems to indicate a guy who's bad news for women, which concerns me a lot, that I seem to maybe seem like a woman's completely ideal guy up to a certain point in the relationship, when now they've dropped all their resistance and defenses and are committedly in love, which of course seems to be what I had wanted right from the very beginning, and had worked so hard and wooed them so intensely to get them to do, and just as I know all too well I've done with you, to get serious and think of terms of the future and the word commitment. And then, and sweetie, trust me, this is hard to explain because I far from fully understand it myself, but then at just this point historically, as best as I can figure out, it's as if something in me, as it were, kind of reverses thrust and now puts all the overdrive into somehow pulling back.
Q.
All I can really figure out is that I seem to sort of freak out and feel I have to reverse thrust and get out of it, except usually I'm not totally sure. I can't tell if I really want out of it or whether I'm simply freaking out somehow. And even though I'm freaking out and want out, I still don't want to lose them, it seems. So I tend to give a lot of mixed signals and say and do a lot of things that seem to confuse them and yank them around and cause them pain, which, believe me, I always end up feeling horrible about, even when I'm doing it, which, I'll tell you the truth, is what I'm freaking out about with you and me, because yanking you around or causing you pain is the absolute last thing in...
Q. Q.
The God's honest truth is, I don't know. I do not know. I haven't been able to figure it out. I think all I'm trying to do here in our sitting down and talking about it is really care about you and be honest about myself and my relationship record and do it in the middle of something instead of the end. Because my record is that, historically, it seems to be the only at the end of a relationship that I seem to be willing to open up about some of my fears, about myself and my record of causing women who love me pain, which of course causes them pain. The sudden honesty does and serves to get me out of the relationship, which then afterward, I worry, might have been my subconscious agenda all along in terms of bringing it up. And finally, getting honest with them, maybe, I'm not sure.
Q.
So anyway, the truth is, I'm not sure about any of it. I'm just trying to look honestly at my record and honestly see what seems to be the pattern. And what's the likelihood of my continuing this pattern with you, which, believe me, I'd rather anything than do. Please believe that inflicting any pain on you is the last thing I want, sweetie. This pulling away thing and inability to push through and, as Mr. Chitman would say, close the deal. This is what I want to try and be honest with you about.
Q.
And the harder and faster I've come after them at the beginning, wooing and pursuing and feeling completely in love, the intensity of that drive seems to be directly proportional to the intensity and urgency with which it seems I then find ways to pull back away. The record indicates that this sort of sudden reversal of thrust happens right when I have the sense that I've got them. Whatever got means, to be honest. I'm not sure. It seems to mean once I know for sure and feel that now they're as into the relationship and the future tense as I am, have been, was, it happens that fast. It's terrifying when it happens. Sometimes I don't even know it happened until after it's over, and I'm looking back on it and trying to understand how she could have gotten so hurt. Was she crazy or naturally clingy and dependent, or am I just bad news as far as relationships go? It happens incredibly fast. It feels both fast and slow, like a car crash, where it's almost more like you're watching it happen than that you're actually involved in it. Does any of this make any sense?
Q.
I seem to need to keep admitting I'm really terrified you're not going to understand, that I won't explain it well enough, or you'll somehow, through no fault of your own, misinterpret what I'm saying and turn it around somehow and be hurt. I'm feeling unbelievable terror here, I have to tell you.
Q.
All right, that's the bad part. Dozens of times, at least 40, 45 times maybe. To be honest, possibly more. Isn't a lot more, I'm afraid. I guess I'm not even sure anymore.
Q.
On the surface, in terms of the specifics, a lot of them look pretty different, the relationships and what exactly ended up happening. Sweetie, but I've somehow started to see that underneath the surface, all of them were largely the same basic pattern. In a way, sweetie, my seeing this gives me a certain amount of hope, because maybe it means I'm becoming more able to understand myself and be honest with myself. I seem to be developing more of a sort of conscience in this area, which a part of me finds terrifying, to be honest. The starting out so intense, in almost overdrive and feeling as if everything depends on getting them to drop their defenses and plunge in and love me as totally as I love them, then the freaking out thing kicks in reverse thrust. I admit there's a kind of dread at the idea of having a conscience in this area, as if it seems as if it's going to take away all the room to maneuver somehow, which is bizarre, I know, because at the beginning of the pattern, I don't want room to maneuver. The last thing I want is room to maneuver. What I want is to plunge in and get them to plunge in with me and believe in me and be together in it forever. I swear, I really almost every time seem to have believed that's what I wanted, which is why it doesn't quite seem to me as if I was evil or anything, or as if I was actually lying to them or anything, even though at the end, when I seem to have reverse thrust and suddenly pulled totally out of it, they almost always all feel as if I've lied to them, as if I meant what I said, there's no way I could be reversing thrust the way I'm doing now. Which I still, to be honest, don't quite think I've ever done. Lied. Unless I'm just rationalizing. Unless I'm some kind of psychopath who can rationalize anything. I can't even see the most obvious kinds of evil he's perpetrating. Or who doesn't even care, but wants to delude himself into believing he cares, so that he can continue to see himself as a basically decent guy. The whole thing is incredibly confusing, and it's one reason I'm so hesitant to bring up with you, out of fear that I won't be able to be clear about it, and that you'll misunderstand and be hurt. But I decided that if I care about you, I have to have the courage to really act as if I care about you, to put caring about you before my own petty worries and confusions.
Q.
Sweetie, you're welcome. I pray you're not being sarcastic. I'm so mixed up and terrified right now, I probably couldn't even tell.
Q.
I know I should have told you some of all this about me sooner in the pattern, before you moved all the way out here, which, believe me, meant so. It made me really feel you really cared about this, us being with me, and I want to be as caring and honest toward you as you've been with me, especially because I know you're moving out here with something I lobbied so hard for. School, your apartment, having to get rid of your cat. Just please don't misunderstand. You're doing all that just to be with me. It means a great deal to me, and it's a huge part of why I really do feel as if I love you and care so much about you, too much not to feel terrified about in any way yanking you around or hurting you somewhere down the road, which, trust me, given my record in this area, is a possibility I'd have to be a total psychopath not to consider. That's what I want to be able to make clear enough so that you'll understand. Is it making at least a little sense?
Q.
It's not as simple as that, at least not the way I see it. And believe me, my way of seeing it is not that I'm a totally decent guy who never does anything wrong. A better guy probably would have told you about this pattern and warned you before we even slept together, to be honest. Because I know I felt guilty after we did sleep together. Despite how unbelievably magical and ecstatic and right it was, you were. Probably I felt guilty because I had been the one lobbying so hard for sleeping together so soon. And even though you were completely honest about being uncomfortable about sleeping together so soon, and I already, even then, respected and cared for you a lot and wanted to respect your feelings, but I was still so incredibly attracted to you, one of these almost irresistible thunderbolts of attraction, and felt so overwhelmed with it that even without necessarily meaning to, I know I plunged in too fast and probably pressured you and rushed you to plunge into sleeping together, even though I think now, on some level, I probably knew how guilty and uncomfortable I was going to feel afterward.
Q.
I'm not explaining it well enough. I'm not getting through. All right, I'm really freaking out that you're starting to feel hurt. Please believe me, the whole reason I'm having us talk about my record and what I get afraid of might happen is that I don't want it to happen, see? That I don't want suddenly to reverse thrust and begin trying to extricate myself after you've given up so much and moved out here. And now that we're so involved, I'm praying you'll be able to see that my telling you what always happens is a kind of proof that, with you, I don't want it to happen. That I don't want to get all testy or hypercritical or pull away and not be around for days at a time or be blatantly unfaithful in a way you're guaranteed to find out about, or any of the shitty cowardly ways I've used before to get out of something I just spent months of intense pursuit and effort trying to get the other person to plunge into with me. Does this make sense? Can you believe that I'm honestly trying to respect you by warning you about me in any way? That I'm trying to be honest instead of dishonest? That I've decided the best way to head off this pattern where you get hurt and feel abandoned and I feel like shit is to try to be honest for once, even if I should have done it sooner? Even when I admit it's maybe possible that you might even interpret what I'm saying now as dishonest and trying somehow to maybe freak you out enough so that you'll move back out and I can get out of this, which I don't think is what I'm doing. But to be totally honest, I can't be 100% sure. To risk that with you? Do you understand that I'm trying as hard as I can to love you? That I'm terrified I can't love? That I'm afraid maybe I'm just constitutionally incapable of doing anything other than pursuing and seducing and then running, plunging in, and then reversing? Never being honest with anybody? That I'll never be closer? That I might be a psychopath? Can you imagine what it takes to tell you all this? That I'm terrified that after I've told you all this, I'm going to feel so guilty and ashamed that I won't be able to look at you or stand to be around you, knowing that you know all this about me, and now being constantly afraid of what you're thinking all the time, that it's even possible that my honestly here trying to hit off the pattern of sending out mixed signals and pulling away is just another type of way of pulling away, or to get you to pull away, now that I've got you and maybe deep down I'm such a cowardly shit that I don't even want to make the commitment of pulling away myself, that I want to somehow force you into doing it.
Q.
Those are valid, totally understandable questions, sweetie, and I swear to you I'll do my absolute best to answer them as honestly as possible.
Q.
There's just one more thing I feel like I have to tell you about first, though. So the slate's clean for once and everything's out in the open. I'm terrified to tell you this, but I'm going to. Then it'll be your turn. But listen, this thing is not good. I'm afraid it might hurt you. It's not going to sound good at all, I'm afraid. Can you do me a favor and sort of brace yourself and promise to try not to react for a couple of seconds when I tell you? Can we talk about it before you react? Can you promise?